Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. It's 2 p.m. Eastern Time in the wonderful United States of America. My name is Fayo Delica, the host of Finding Your Hidden Treasure. I am so excited today because we are going to have real talk. So ladies, wherever you are, if you're at work, you're at lunch, you're at home, well, you better go find a place to sit down and really listen to what we're about to share with you today, because we have Dr. Lynn McDowell, who's on the show today, and she's a holistic chiropractor. And today we'll be talking about how women need to take control of their lives and think about themselves first. We are everything to all people but ourselves. Whether you're a mother, your wife, your daughter, you're a caregiver, you're a coworker, you are whatever capacity you are serving others. But in serving others, we always forget to serve ourselves. And just like when you're in a plane, they say put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put the oxygen mask on someone else. Well, today we'll be doing just that. So Dr. Miguel McDowell, we're so delighted to have you on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great. That was good about the oxygen mask analogy.
No, I was just—I wanted to say that when I was when we were posting this show, but I said I'll just wait for the show to share that because I think that's the most eye-opening analogy for women. But unfortunately, before we begin our show today, once again, our nation has faced another mass shooting at a college in Northern Arizona University. I believe it's one dead and three wounded. There's still more information coming in. This happened about an hour or two ago, supposedly. So before we begin our show, I would like to take a moment of silence for the victims of the Northern Arizona University shooting, as well as all the shootings that have taken place in 2015. This is absolutely ridiculous, and our politicians need to wake up and listen and see what's going on, as well as all the other organizations that are against the reformation of gun laws. How many more lives? How many more innocent children? These are our future. These are the next leaders in our country, and they are innocent lives are be taking left and right due to the issue of needing gun regulation reform in our country. So please, if we could just take a moment of silence before we begin our show today. I'm sorry, I wanted to start the show in good energy, but when I saw this today, I was like, I have to say something because I'm sick and tired of what's going on. But on a different note, we are going to talk about women's health, and we're going to be talking from a natural perspective. As a former healthcare provider myself, I am so excited to have Dr. McDowell on the show because before we got on the show, we were just going. I was like, oh, I got to wait. We're not on the show yet. Ask her all these questions and get in our topic for today. So Dr. McDowell, tell us your story. How did you approach this natural, holistic approach in your personal life and in your practice?
Well, I guess the first thing I can teach you is people call me a holistic chiropractor, and those two words are redundant if anyone has really learned or been to a real chiropractic class or a chiropractic school. Chiropractic is one of the most holistic things people can do for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I'm known for being holistic is because I delve into the chemical, emotional, physical, and spiritual reasons for the body not performing up to its optimum. I fell in love with the nervous system over 40 years ago. Chiropractic is a natural healing art that focuses on the nervous system. So in actuality, I've been a natural neurologist for over 34 years and have seen thousands of people heal themselves naturally, including myself. So in chiropractic school, my premenstrual syndrome, my menstrual syndrome, my postmenstrual system went away. And then I was able to go through pregnancy naturally and did two home births and brought up two beautiful kids naturally. So I've seen the ability of the body to heal itself time and time again over the past 40 years. We are holistic beings. And when you tune into the real reasons for why the body might not be, or your life, matter of fact, if your body or your life isn't working, there's reasons. We live in a symptomatic society. Mm-hmm. In the United States, people are covering up their symptoms and thinking that they're well. And unfortunately, the symptoms go somewhere else. Thank you for having me on the radio show here to spread the good word that your body heals itself. You just got to give it an opportunity. But you have to also feel your feelings and your symptoms and stop covering them up.
Wow. We are honored to have you on the show as a woman wellness expert, as a doctor, a chiropractor, and a Chiro Chi master. Dr. McGill helps women to approach each stage of life with well-being in mind. She's also the author of Women's Natural Guidebook, which empowers every reader to make the right choices and helps improve their state of health, wellness, and fitness. She graduated from the New York School of Chiropractic in 1981. Her fresh outlook on improving neurological fitness, spinal hygiene, and disease prevention has helped thousands of people, young and old alike, to live up to their highest physical and mental potential. Over the past 34 years, she has owned and directed 3 successful natural healing centers in Delaware Beach, Florida. Amongst her peers and patients, she is regarded for holistic views on fitness and health. Dr. McGill is also the founder of Looking Up the Movement, which we'll also talk about that later in the show. So coming from the experience of the natural health perspective, why is it so important? Well, let me backtrack. Why is it that women generally are the ones that lose themselves in the process? We look at their male counterparts, and the male counterparts, they may be afraid to go to the doctor, but women, they have the intuition to know when something is wrong, but why do they not act upon it, especially when it comes to their health?
Well, I just feel that, you know, chiropractic is the biggest secret on the planet, and we're being held a secret because we teach the fact that health comes from within you, mm-hmm. not from the doctor, not from the vitamin, not from the pill. And that's why that Women's Natural Guidebook, as you're probably holding it, is very thin.
Mm-hmm.
healing is simple. But I think that women are so busy that they do pop a lot of pills just to keep going and doing the whole balance act of the family and the kids, you know, and work. You know, right now with 2 parents having to work, there's a lot of stress out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our society has kind of been trained into the fact that, and I'm going to quote some crazy quote, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that mentality has kept people away from chiropractors. People think that we're back attack people or neck pain and that we're about pain. And that's what they want you to think. So if you don't have pain, you won't go to us. Or mm-hmm. they scare you away if you do have pain. But people have to realize that more than half of your nervous system has no pain receptors. So when you get a tune-up from a chiropractor, there are nerves that are being opened and flowing that you never even knew was a problem, because you could have a pinched nerve to your heart and not have chest pain. You could have all kinds of clogged arteries and not even know it. So the symptomatic approach, medicine, it's fallen down. It's crumbling like crazy. Because we're number one in heart disease, even though people, you know, are taking all these pills and try to do the diet, and it's just backfired because people are not healing what they need to heal chemically, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and work from inside out. That's what chiropractors do. We're just checking the electrical system like acupuncture. The difference is we're central nervous system. So you said I was a Chiro Chi master. And really what that's about is just an educator on the chi in chiropractic. Mm. The first 3 letters of our profession is chi. Mm. So we concentrate on the central nervous system chi. Chi in the Middle East or Chinese, it's life flow. Chai in Hebrew or Arabic, it's life flow. Chiropractor in Spanish. They already know that we're energy workers. We have a very easy time educating the Spanish because they already call us chiropractors.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to a chiropractor or a chiropractor or a chiropractor,
we're going to have part 2 with languages and how to say chi.
Yeah, you're there to get your entire chi checked, your energy levels from your brain, getting those vertebrae or any bone that might be in the way of you, your potential, so that you can function to an optimum. You see, there are vertebrae and different bones that can be compressing on a nerve, stopping a flow to a cell, organ, or system, and your mind is saying, I'm fine, I have no pain. And we think we're healthy if we have no pain until you're in your 60s or 70s and they diagnose you with 20 years of cancer that they can't handle. Mm. So the people need to be proactive in their health. You know, we do it with the car. Every certain amount of miles, you go get it to body? No, it's got to be falling apart. We do it with the teeth. I know you stumbled on that word spinal hygiene because it's a different concept. If it would have been dental hygiene, it gets accepted. Oh, the teeth, yeah, they're real important. Let's brush them 3 times a day. Let's floss them another 3. So 6 times a day, somebody might have been into prevention and wellness. You want to keep them white. You want to keep them healthy. Now we got to keep them perfectly straight. And 100 years ago, we got into wellness of the teeth. Now I'm talking about the spine, the cranial mm-hmm. bones, what holds the magic within you, the innate intelligence in you that heals and runs every cell. That's what chiropractors work with. And that's why people come to us for anything that they would go to a medical doctor, unless it's a medical emergency, then you need to go to the hospital. But we're the conservative approach because we're not putting any, you know, harmful things into the body. We're trying to wake the body up so that it starts to heal itself. So spinal hygiene, since you can't brush it with a toothbrush, is the lifestyle where you are conscious about your nervous system chemically, emotionally, and physically all day long. And that means that you are holding and working your core, your spine, all day long instead of keeping postures that are pinching your nervous system, cutting off your life flow. And it's really about the teaching. The Cairo Chi lifestyle is about, I wish I could give chiropractic school to every single person I possibly meet because we just teach anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully after this talk today, someone's not going to say the sentence, well, I believe in chiropractic or I don't believe in chiropractic. That's kind of like I believe in global warming or I don't believe in global warming. But it's not a belief system. If you've got a vertebrae that's putting pressure on a nerve, that nerve is not as happy as a vertebrae that is not putting pressure on a nerve. It's physics. The only thing we're talking about as far as self-healing, open up an anatomy book. Read a physiology book. You'll find chiropractic right there if you look at the autonomic nervous system. The nerves go through there. They go everywhere. So why ignore your spine?
Yeah, and I actually had chiropractic services when I was in Vermont due to some back injuries or back discomfort and injuries as well. So I was used to be a nurse and health educator. But also understanding from a woman's perspective the need for chiropractic services, whether it's back pain because of your upper chest area or whether it's posture or it's, you know, after having childbirth or even before having childbirth. So can you talk about what are some of the main common things you see in your women clients or patients?
Well, if we, you know, when you talk about the pelvis, and everyone's heard the word sacrocranial, and those are just parts of the anatomy, the cranial bones that protect the brain, and the sacrum, which is right in the middle of the pelvis, happens to hold the woman's uterus. It holds the men's organs, but we're not talking about that today. So your uterus, you have sacrouterine ligaments. Your pelvis is what holds the uterus in place. If your pelvis is tipped, it tips your uterus. When the uterus is twisted and tipped, it can't work with gravity, and it has to overcontract, actually, to shut itself and bleed. So it's really easy. It takes about 3 months for us to correct menstrual cramps. But if a woman isn't toxic, they get well pretty fast. We can get rid of cramps right on the table, you know, in seconds. But to actually prevent it, we need like 3 cycles usually for a woman to get rid of cramps. So that's the bottom. And what are women doing? We're walking on these high heels, getting higher every single year. I can't believe when young girls are walking in, they are creating a tippage of their pelvis, and it's tipping their uterus, and they're living on Midol. And they think it's normal and natural because their mother lived on Midol, their grandparents lived on Midol. You know, menstrual cramps are normal. Well, it's not normal. When your body's healthy, you don't have any pain for any of the female things. I've seen hormonal, and I'm just going to go outside because somebody's ringing my bell and I don't want to interfere with what we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. It's so important to realize that these high heels that they're even putting on little girls now, you see little kids walking around with stack shoes, they're tipping their pelvis. if you want to have a healthy menstrual cycle and not have your uterus removed at a certain age and you're always working right, you have to have a balanced pelvis. So the high heels, the crossing of the legs, the way we stand, the way we sit. And it's not just out of class. I want to really emphasize that because I know people who go to yoga say, well, I pay attention to my spine and my pelvis. I do yoga 3 times a day. And that's true, but what are you doing the rest of the day? So there's a real problem out there where people are only getting conscious when they have pain instead of getting into prevention. No, now they're knocking. Go back.
I'm hiding from the person at the door. You can still hear me because I'm outside right now.
Yeah, no, you're okay. Loud and clear.
And then when we go higher, the nerves of the lower back, that also feeds the reproductive system, the urinary system, the excretory system. The mid-back is a digestive system. All these systems are important to the female system. Especially the hormonal system, but the cranial bones, which I talk a lot about in the book. The book is all filled with how you can help your hormones naturally, how to balance your life and your hormones. There's a lot about life in that book as well. If you clench your jaw and your cranial bones are slightly out of place, you can have pressure on your pituitary. And your pituitary can just be malfunctioning and you have hormonal problems. That goes not just for premenstrual, but also premenopausal. There is really, I see no reason in 40 years to ever medicate myself. And I've gone through all the stages a woman goes through, including menopause, without taking any hormones at all. And there's a pattern that women have in their neck and their upper back that pinches the nerve and causes hot flashes. So, chiropractic works really fast, except when a woman's toxic. So when somebody's working on things like hot flashes or problems with menopause, they also have to detox because there is a lot of foods that cause a lot of problems and bring on the flashes. If you have a pinched nerve to your stomach or to your liver, that could cause hormonal problems, and that could be coming from, you know, the upper back. Well.
And you said reduce, in the book you say reduce intake of pizza, alcohol, sugar, and caffeine?
Those are the biggies. I list a little bit more in the book, but, you know, I'm not a cookbook nutritionist. I'm very specific with nutrition. There's different blood types. There's different emotionals. Your emotions can change the chemistry of your blood. So when people say, oh, is the alkaline diet good for everybody? My answer is no. I don't think there's any diet out there that's good for everybody because we're so different. I mean, you can go drink your, you know, water that's going to make you more alkaline and to get healthy, but you haven't dealt with your anger, and the liver is the organ that holds the anger, you can have hormonal problems and hot sweats. You have to have a happy liver, to have happy hormones, and those nerves come out of the upper back, but you have to also understand that all the nerves go through the neck because they're coming from the brain down. The vagus nerve is being pinched in women right now. Think of a woman talking on the phone, holding a baby, and holding everything else. What she's doing, she's pinching the nerves to a hormone. There's chemical stress, emotional stress, and physical stress that all interact with whether someone's diet is going to be proper. But you're right. Alcohol and too much coffee and sugar do upset it. A lot of times Italian people say that they swear that they get sweats, you know, if they have tomatoes. But it's different for everybody. Once you're in alignment and strong, you can eat those foods and not get hot sweats. So it's really a balancing act, and it depends how stressful you are. You know, if you're emotionally good and spiritually good and physically good, you can deal with some chemical stress and vice versa. You know, if you have one of the pegs out, the body gets weakened. So if you work on all levels, if you work on your body holistically and you work on your mind, because the thoughts have energy. So women are either thinking healthy thoughts or hurting thoughts. And that changes the chemistry in the body. You can be on a great diet. You can have non-GMO organic diet, but you're neurotic about your food or you're, you know, worry a lot about your kids and you spend time in the future seeing things negative. That's going to pinch the nerves to the digestive system. So as chiropractors, we talk about holistic fitness, which means that there's a level of nutritional fitness in your body, and that has to do with what the body does with the food. more important than the food. Not that I'm into toxins or putting poisons in your body, but again, we're always evolving, you know, and there's, sorry about that, that's what's going on outside. All right, I'm going back in. Hopefully the doorbell will, just trying to get it quiet. Sorry about that, I was outside. What I was saying is that nutritional fitness, what your body does with the food and what it creates with the food, that's the level of health that you want. Mm-hmm. And if somebody is balanced and calm, they're going to digest their food better than somebody who's stressed out, rushing, and the digestive system can backfire right into the hormonal system. So it's about putting the whole package together, but waiting for a pain to go to a chiropractor, that is so archaic. We are a woman's best friend. I mean, really, you know, get your menstrual cramps, balance your hormones, and then get you ready. The teenagers need to start getting their pelvis ready, you know, because we see, I love pregnant people. They're two for one. And my best patients, the table opens up for the belly, the blood and nerve supply of the lower back feed the baby. We're making a better pathway for the baby by balancing the pelvis. And women don't have to suffer during pregnancy with all the symptoms that people think are normal or not. Not when you're healthy, not when you're strong, not when you're balanced, not when your nervous system's doing what it needs to do. And if you're sick or unhappy or, you know, emotionally stressed, you know, your neck could be out. That's stuff that people are just not looking at. I need to talk about the vagus nerve before we run out of time, because that's what's going on with our children right now and women with their necks. The vagus nerve comes down from the brain, travels through the throat, neck area, and goes to all your organs. And unfortunately, it's our children are growing up with their heads down and twisted. And when your head is down and twisted, you're putting pressure on your vagus nerve, and that can make you hyper. Can make you depressed, can make you anxiety. And then the vertebrae and the chemical reactions of those emotions can cause a pinched nerve. People stay locked in this negativity. You get a chiropractic specific chiropractic or chiro-chi adjustment, you go holistically, neurochemistry balance, peace, balance. There'd be a lot less rage going on out there if people would start taking care of their necks, because when that top of that neck is out, you can't be emotionally balanced. So what do people do? Oh, I'm crying too much. Take a pill. I'm depressed. Take a pill. I'm worrying too much. Take a pill. People are not feeling. They're like walking around like zombies, and there's a simple answer. Clear out the neck. You clear out the vagus nerve, and the vagus nerve is what controls emotions as well. They are putting electrodes on it for depression, which is insane. I've seen them cut it for stomach aches, which is retarded. I mean, we're talking conservative here. Chiropractic is always the last choice, and sometimes people just come to us so late, you know. It's like bringing a 75-year-old car in for a miracle. You know, instead of a 15-year-old car, you know, and the younger the better, the faster the better, and don't wait for symptoms to go to a chiropractor. Just keep getting better and better. I don't get older, I get better.
Wow.
I'm not into anti-aging. I'm into the fact that I'm more fit and healthier and happier than I've ever been. Maybe 61 next week.
Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't say that at all.
I don't go get adjusted because I'm in pain. I go get adjusted so that I can have more of me functioning to the way I was created. We were created to feel ourselves. And there's so many desperate people out there. They go from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, this medicine, that medicine. They just keep getting more toxic. Of course, their hormones aren't going to balance out. They're toxic. So we do have to detox the female body to have fast results. Chiropractic gets results, but if you're toxic, it takes longer. You know, we don't have crazy glue. So when you get your, you know, your spine and nervous system tuned up and adjusted, it's up to you to keep it there. People think it's a miracle and it's going to stay there on its own. No, there's spinal hygiene, which is to be conscious of your breath, your diet, your thoughts, and your spine all day long, not just at a yoga class, not just at a Tai Chi class. You know, I do yoga 1 hour a day. Like, okay. And then for 12 hours, your head is down, you can't breathe, and you're clenching, you know, the nerves that go everywhere. So we got to wake people up, because this looking up movement, lookingupthemovement.org,
nonprofit, educational. We need help. We need virtual help. We need people coming on board. It's nonprofit. So if there's any talented people out there, virtual talent, we need it. We have 4 songs. We're trying to be entertaining and not boring.
Yes. I need you to send me the rap song so I can post it if it's available.
Oh, yeah, the rap song. We have all the songs are great. We have a folk song and a reggae song and a rap song.
Well, share them with us, please.
Yeah, we only have the rap song on there now. We're trying to get more on. Again, virtual help, volunteers. I think I need to go to the colleges to get this message out because they're pre-parenting age, and the toddlers are copying the young parents. That's why it's really important for anyone who has little kids around to start to pick the phone up eye level. It's a normal curve in the neck that's concave in the back. We're having a crisis of straight necks and reverse cervical girths. The news has blasted that you can have neck pain and numbness. It's not about that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. The rest of it is that our children are malfunctioning from these nerves being pinched. They don't say, "Mommy, I have a neck ache." They just might be angry or hyper or depressed or not be able to focus, or their immune systems are knocked out, or they have stomach aches. This is all coming from having the head down and twisted. So the Looking Up movement is an educational, non-for-profit, grassroots movement out of Delray. We need volunteers to come on with this education. If there's grandparents listening, I know they're getting tired of their children and the grandchildren not even looking them in the eye because they're glued to the phone. It's an addiction. Unfortunately, the texting posture, the checking of the phone, and the head down is an addiction. And this thing ain't heavy. We're acting like it's 400 pounds, but you'll go to the gym, you'll push, 50 or 100 pounds, but the cell phone. So all I can say, ladies, you put your makeup on, your hands go to your eyes. You brush your hair, your hands go to your head. You drink a water bottle, your hand goes to your mouth. The hand does go to the eyes. Pick your phone up and let the children see us not being a victim of this new partnership. Because it's an abusive relationship. If you're looking down at your phone, you're looking down at your new partner. Go eye to eye with your new life partner, your phone. That's what it is. It's an extra attachment. And, 100 years from now, they'll laugh and go, did they really look down at their phones? Did they really look like mummies? But the one thing that I can do, and I know I'm probably babbling on because I'm trying to give you as much as I can in a half hour.
I know, and I'm trying to get one last question in. One last question in before we have 3 minutes left on this show. Well, you've given us a lot of information, and I'm still at the beginning of the conversation, holding on to what you shared. Oh, my goodness. So you talked about the different issues that women are facing, how it affects their reproductive organs, how it affects their body, how it affects their hormones. Now, what tips can you give women to do at home or to take better care of themselves besides definitely finding a chiropractor like yourself in order to help them be in preventative medicine? As before we got this, before we started the show, we both were having a conversation, and my issue why I left healthcare was because it's not preventative. We always talk about treatment, or like you said, we're a symptomatic society, but we don't look at prevention. We don't look at the holistic approach or perspective, and that's why our healthcare costs are billions of dollars that are for most likely emergency rooms that are not emergency room issues. So what advice would you give to the women that are listening to the show? They're generally busy women, professionals, or maybe they're stay-at-home moms, or maybe they're career moms.
If you just have a minute, I'm going to give you a New York minute.
That's fine. Let's keep going.
Okay. A New York minute. And a New York minute, what everyone can do is look up and breathe. Because you're looking down, and it's compressing the lungs, and it's compressing the vagus nerve to the lungs, and they're saying we're suffocating slowly.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like everybody to put their phone down and twist your neck and try to do a one-sided text and take a deep breath, and then put the phone in 2 hands, pick it up to eye level, have your neck neutral, and take a breath, and then you choose. Do you want oxygen? I mean, you might not understand chiropractic from this 1 half hour, but you understand that oxygen and food is important. All your cells need that oxygen. When your neck is in funny positions, you're cutting off the lungs. So my advice is to look up and breathe, and to please look me up and check out Windkissed. It's a fantasy empowerment book about everything that we just talked about for children to look up and breathe. For us all to look up at life, look up at technology and to choose to dance the breath of life all day long. It's within us. It's in our power. It's our choice. Certain things aren't, but your posture, your thoughts, your attitude, your diet, and how much you breathe during the day is actually something that you can't blame on someone else.
I love that. Was that the New York 1 minute?
Yeah, that's a New York mouthful point.
Well, tell us, please.
My accent.
Yes, I love my Northerners. So can you please tell our audience how they can get in touch with you, your contact information and social media?
Okay, Looking Up the Movement has a page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We have a Facebook page. LookingUpTheMovement.org is
okay.
A nonprofit website that we need help with, but there is information on there.
Okay.
If you go on drlynnmigdal.com, you really probably will be able to go everywhere. Plus, there's information about the books and there's free videos that people can start learning about themselves.
And what about getting your chiropractic services? How can they make an appointment with you, get a consultation, or just go right in and get services?
All through drlynnmigdal.com. I also do holistic sessions other than chiropractic holistic adjustments where people work on who they need to forgive. There's a big problem with people not forgiving and not letting go that
mm-hmm.
actually stops their health care. So I have emotional, spiritual breathwork sessions as well. And
do you have anything coming up soon that the audience can attend if they're local?
Not right now. Actually, Dr. Cerrone in Lake Worth just booked me a week from Tuesday for group breathing. But that's all around town. It's not just me. The breath is
mm-hmm.
the new yoga.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get everybody breathing during the day. And this laying down breath work is very, very powerful because you really unload so much stress. But more important, you feed all your cells by catching up on your oxygen because we hold our breath during the day and we clench. We clench our muscles, and usually one-sided, and that will pinch a nerve. Remember, you don't have to have pain to have pinched nerves, and the nervous system is not telling you exactly what's going on in your body all the time, and don't wait for a symptom to start to improve yourself. It's never too late. You're never too old. You're never too young. time is now. Choose it now. Choose your health now. And, of course, a lot of your business people know that it's not just mind-body, which has been proven by the medical profession and cancer research. Anger and resentment makes cancer. Laughter and love heals it and has it flow. We're all washing out cancer cells from our body all day long. Healthy bodies flush out bad cells all the time. If you have cells that are not being flushed out properly, you might need to forgive somebody because that anger and that resentment could be holding you back.
Mm. Well, I think we're going to have part two, Dr. McDowell.
Okay.
So we can go into
anytime that I can help and educate women.
Oh, well,
you've
given a lot of information.
Empowered,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's why my two books are one's for women and one's for kids. But actually, WinKiss is for all ages.
Yes.
You know,
so Dr. Lynn McDowell is a wellness chiropractor, author, inspirational speaker, and a holistic fitness expert. And she is the author of two wonderful books. The one that I have in front of me is the Women's Natural Guidebook, 8 Simple and Natural Tips to Enjoy Holistic Fitness and Greatness, as well as WinKiss. So if you would like more information about her, her contact information will be on our social media as we post it throughout the week, as well as blogtalkradio.com/findingyourhiddentreasure, where you will also find her contact information there. So please, if you are in the South Florida area, definitely check out Dr. McDowell. Go to her event. If you need that chiropractic service, women, ladies, I'm talking to you. We need to get our pelvis in line, whether you're already had children, wanting to have children, or don't want to have children. We need to make sure we take care of ourselves. We take care of everyone else but ourselves. So remember, today you learned about putting the oxygen mask in yourself before you think about putting the oxygen mask on someone else. So women, I hope we empower ourselves to realize that we are the most valuable thing, because if you are not healthy, then you're unable to be healthy and help others. So please keep that in mind, that think of yourself first. Dr. McDowell, thank you once again for being on the show. It is Friday. The weather is looking pretty nice this weekend. So enjoy your weekend. I know I'm excited to enjoy this weekend. I'll be doing a lot of work, but hopefully I'll find some time to have some leisure time as well. So you all take care.
please be safe. Please pray for our country with all these mass shootings. Pray for our politicians so they can wake up and realize that gun reform needs to take place. But most of all, realize you are the hidden treasure in your life. Go discover yourself so you can help others to discover themselves. Dr. McDowell, thank you once again. You guys take care. Have a wonderful weekend. Every Friday,
thank
2 p.m.
you.
Eastern
thank
time.
Thank you for empowering women.
No problem. Thank you for the opportunity. So every Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern time in the wonderful United States of America, I love being American. I love this country. And most of all, I love the opportunities that come in this beautiful country. So you guys take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.